What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking A, alongside Super Duper Danny
and
Invisible Mr. Jordan Fringe. He's here in spirit right now.
Invisible Mr.
I'm gonna give you
Jordan
one of these.
Fringe. That sounds like a superhero or something.
Good morning.
Yeah.
How's it going? Morning.
Well, good afternoon. 3 p.m.
Oh.
Over here on in the Midwest.
In the Midwest. Over here it's 12:19 p.m.
Oh, it's still espresso season over
there. It's espresso time. You know, one of my friends just asked me if we wanted to go get a coffee later, which by the time I get that coffee will be like nighttime for you, I think.
Absolutely,
yeah,
it would be about
that time.
You know, I would say this past week, I probably hated you more.
What?
Just in the past week than I have in recent years.
Really? What is the what? Why?
I mean, the weather has been abysmal.
Oh yeah,
here it's been so bad.
It's been booty cheeks all across the United States.
Has it been bad for like LA weather as well?
Oh yeah, and people here will complain even if it's below like 65, it's a problem. So yeah, it's been like 60s here, low 60s.
You are wearing a hoodie right now.
Yeah, because it's cold. Oh my gosh, my tootsies! I got my furnace going, full blast. Well, sometimes
you say did you say footsies?
Yeah, my little footsies are cold. I got slipper socks on right now. Here, look at this. Okay. I got slipper socks.
I thought you said tootsies.
I mean, isn't that the same thing, footsies and tootsies?
So you did say that.
I have no idea what I said. I got to go listen back. Either one's probably the same thing. I got my slipper socks on. I got the furnace going.
You got your old person slippers on.
Yeah, they're cute. No, they're my UGG slides, dog. I even got them in sport mode. Oh, wait, no, I don't.
Yeah, I don't remember my grandpa calling them slides, so that's...
Hey, yo, chill. I even got the gray hair and
I go to my grandpa's house, he's like, yo, you check out my slides?
Yeah, my UGG slides, dog. But yeah, it has been raining here the last couple of days, and it's been a bit of a doozer. I did go out for my little daily walk, but it was damp out there. Didn't see many people. Not a lot of sunshine.
Damp.
It was damp. Yeah, the ground.
Okay.
It's a little moist on the ground.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. You know what? Okay. So last week we started the podcast is when it started getting bad,
mm-hmm.
like really bad. Okay. And
I told you record low. I told you it was going to be cold. Maybe it was the week before that. I don't even know.
The highest it's been. All right. The highest it's been is 18 in the past week.
Oh my gosh.
That's the highest it's been. So like when it got down to like nighttime, and we've had really strong winds with it as well, so it makes it colder. We were hitting like negative 12 on some of those days.
Oh my gosh.
At night. Yeah. And it was one of those situations to where like we had to keep the heat cranked or else you're going to freeze the house and you'll never heat it back up, right?
But your pipes are going to freeze and all that kind of stuff.
It makes it so hot in there that it's hard to sleep because the heat's up so high at the same time. Because our bedroom's upstairs, so heat rises,
oh,
right?
Oh, so, yeah. So you get a little roasty toasty on that top burner. You guys are like little rotisserie chickens up there.
But you don't want to lower the heat because you don't want pipes to freeze, and you don't want to have to reheat the house,
gosh.
Which then costs more money to reheat the house. So, yeah. It's a whole situation. But so that's what it's been, all right? And then by the end of this week, we're supposed to hit the low 50s.
What?
Literally, like within like a 2 week time period, we're going from negative 12
like
to low 50s.
Arctic temperatures to like okay temperatures. Yeah, I've seen this past week, I've seen so many TikToks of like people letting their pets out and then they just like turn back around, or like people freezing the noodles. I think we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
I saw a really good one. I should have sent it to you. Where, like, you know how people throw water up in the air, like boiling water, and then it like evaporates or whatever happens when it's cold?
Yeah.
It like freezes or whatever. I saw one that somebody did where it's like in Los Angeles or in Southern California. It's like, this is how cold it is in Southern California. And somebody's got a pan full of water, and then they just like toss it, and it's just like, there's no snow on the ground. There's no, it's just like water falls on the sidewalk. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people understand, unless you have lived in the Midwest, right? So, you know, we're talking the Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Wisconsin type of region. Yeah. And you would understand this because you grew up in Michigan. The Great Lake Effect.
Oh, yeah. You get that bonus. You get that bonus precipitation.
The Great Lake Effect has such a tremendous impact on the weather, on the surrounding states, that it makes it 20 times worse, right? Because then, like, you look at a state that's, like, farther up north, and you think it should be colder, and it's not. It's, like, actually warmer.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with the Great Lake Effect.
Yeah. Those lakes are pretty great.
Not but so great, in my opinion.
At what cost?
Right. Right. Yeah.
It's a lot of fresh water.
You know, we are going to talk about Pokemon.
Yes.
On this Pokemon podcast, right? We got some new cards that got revealed. Wild Force, Cyber Judge, the Temporal Forces.
Yes.
As well. We're going to be talking about Pokemon Go.
You already Pokemon
All that good stuff. Pokemon Center. Actually, a huge drop on Pokemon Center. We're going to be talking about all that and more right here on the Shadowless podcast. But like we do every single week, we'd like to figure out what you've been up to, what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Since the last time we talked, hung out, got together, what have you been doing?
Me?
It's been a chilly 64 for you. So
yeah, it's been like 60s, and you've had to freezing.
You have to keep the surfboard inside.
Yeah,
the past week,
just bundled up. It seriously, Nate, you would think it's so funny. And also, people, I think I've talked about this before, but people, when it rains out here, any sort of weather happens, people lose their mind. They forget how to drive. Like, it's really bad. It's very funny.
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
That's what they say, right?
Seriously. So this past week of staying inside, I hung out with my cat a lot. Me and my cat. Best friends. Homies.
Okay.
I think she's currently hiding under the couch. Otherwise, I would bring her on. But you saw it. She was meowing and causing a ruckus here before the stream. Literally, I'm not even joking. Every morning, bro, that's her.
Right in your ear?
Literally just meowing and then licking my face, too. And I still think it's weird because I have seen her lick her butthole, you know? I've seen her lick her butthole, and then I don't want it near my face.
You're denying your kitty kisses?
I just usually swerve. I just redirect to different, just not my face. But okay. I do give her lots of pets. Just the licking on the face is a lot. But it's cute. She's okay. So cute. Anyway, so this past week, hung out with my cat. And then, you know what I forgot to mention last week, by the way? This is crazy, because I think I got so sidetracked talking about my cat. I didn't mention that Sarah and I went and saw SpongeBob. We saw the voice of SpongeBob has a band, a literal band, like a rock band.
I think I've seen that on TikTok or something, yeah.
So random. So she was like, Sarah was like, hey, do you want to go see Tom Kenny in the High Whalers, I think, or something. Tom Kenny in the something. I think it's the High Whalers. Something nautical themed. And they're playing at the Sassafras Saloon in Hollywood. And I'm like, all right, I'm there. And yeah, he's just like totally like 180, like nothing to do with SpongeBob. Just like this man playing rock music.
But he doesn't sing the SpongeBob theme at any point?
I think for like special stuff he would. Like I think I can't remember where I saw this. But he did some kind of SpongeBob themed like concert where he had his music, and then he also did like the Campfire song and like some classic SpongeBobs.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
But I forgot to mention that last week, and after the podcast, I was like, no, the people need to know that SpongeBob exists as a human man, and he has a rock band. Well,
that's
I think it's
news,
like
though.
Country slash rock. You know what? It was new
it's,
news to
it's
me.
It was last week. It's old news.
Yeah, it's old news now.
Technically, it wasn't even last week. It was the week prior to that.
Last
because you'd
week.
Be telling us what you did within the past week.
Oh, my
so
gosh. Yeah, it was like a
that's
week,
really old news
a
at this
week
point.
And 2 days ago.
So
old.
Yeah. Still neat, but we're moved on now. We're moved on to
old
what
news.
Happened this past week.
That's tough. Yeah, so that was what I did last weekend. But this last weekend, I just worked on my video for most of the weekend. Stayed in.
Ooh, what? Okay,
yeah, stayed in and worked on this video that you're in a bunch, by the way, where I did a vlog around Japan. So I finally got all the extra. I was waiting on like one last thing to actually piece that whole thing together. So that video took me forever to edit, but it's done.
Now, what's my residuals on that video?
I got you on nothing, big dog. I got you on the friendship dues.
Oh, man. So I got no residuals coming in from that?
No. That is tough. Yikes. I couldn't negotiate it in the contracts, you know, the way the bank account works with the checking account. You know how it is.
I got what you just added a new employee as well.
Yeah, my cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, my new supervising editor. Yeah. So she works for treats, though. So if you want a few cat treats, I could probably negotiate that with the finance team.
Now, how many hours is she working?
She's on the clock, pretty much 24/7. Yeah.
Okay, so full-time employee. So yeah. Then you're offering her health benefits?
Yeah, I take her to the vet.
Okay, because that's illegal if you don't offer the health
benefits. Yeah, I do have health benefits. I'm an issuer, a W-2, but then I got to make sure to withhold treats for tax season. So when tax season comes, you can't, like, you know, give treats you don't have. She's going to have to, you know, like, some treats back up for the government. Right around the tax due date. She's like,
I think I saved some.
Yeah, I got a couple in here. I could probably.
I might have to go on that payment plan.
Oh, man. Dude, I got her, though. Man, this is. So I went to like the Whole Foods of pet food stores. And this is Los Angeles, you know. So it's like the organic, whatever. Yeah, exactly. Paris Hilton would go to a store like this. And absolutely. I got my cat freeze-dried chickens. They're like little pieces of literally just freeze-dried chicken. Like,
no, that's what we feed Evie. Freeze-dried beef liver.
Holy cannoli.
Yeah.
She
loves it. She goes wild for it.
Dude, okay, so I bought this bag. I don't know how many ounces. 3.5 ounces cost $15. Okay, $15 US I spent on this. She doesn't even like them. I just like put it in front of her face. She's like, set it down on the ground. She'll eat it like a few hours later. I'm like, this is unreal.
She's like, give me a can of that tuna.
Yeah, no, exactly. I got a funny cat. But anyway.
You might be able to find that cheaper if you went like Amazon route.
Dude, yeah, well, I'm sure it's just that brand, because I just, like, walked in there, and I was like, all right, what's good? What's my cat gonna, this is before I actually got her. I was like, what's my cat gonna like? I gotta treat this cat. They're gonna have the best stuff.
You didn't even know the personality of the cat.
Yeah. Had I known, I'd be like, oh, yeah, she's not a chicken girly.
Yeah, I don't know, so that cat could be running on White Castle, for all you know.
She was a street cat. Maybe she just went down to the local, the Burger King, White Castle.
She's like, I only eat Long John Silvers.
Do you still have a Long John Silvers in your city?
No, it actually closed in 2020. I think end of 2022.
That's tough.
When it closed. It had been opened up my entire childhood. That Long John Silvers has always been there, and then it finally closed at I think summer of 2022 is when it closed, and during like the height of everything, right, of 2020, you know, me and our friend, we decided, because he lives right down the street from me, and we were like, all right, well, like, we can't really get out and do anything together, so the least we can do is like get out and go to fast food places that we don't normally go to.
Oh
my
gosh. And
we'll go back and we'll eat them at like another person's house, and then we'll just be like, you know, this doesn't taste like it used to, or, you know, I forgot how good this tastes, right? And so we did that with Long John Silver in, like, mid-2020. And I remember us all sitting down eating it going, this doesn't taste right. Like, something's off about this. Like, less than a year later, it closed down.
Jeez. Yeah, we had one. My hometown in Michigan, there was a Long John Silver's there. And I always found it perplexing that it withstood. I don't know if it's still there because I haven't been there in years. But, like, it did withstand the test of time. It's like those mattress companies. It's like, how are they doing this? But I do remember my mom and dad going there. Well, they told me the story about they decided to go there like shortly after they moved from California to Michigan. And they're like, oh my gosh, a seafood restaurant. Like, let's check it out. You know, they got, you know, they're used to like whatever, fish tacos and stuff in San Diego. And then they get Long John Silver's. They're like, that was the only time we ever went to Long John Silver's.
Yeah, it's not. I used to love it as a kid, but as you get older, you're like, there's so many better fish options out there than Long John Silver's. We have credited that as probably our worst decision of 2020.
Oh my gosh.
Was going and eating at that specific Long John Silver's, 100%.
Yeah. That's a strong title. Worst decision of the year award goes to the Long John Silver's trip.
It was bad.
Wow.
It was
bad. Well, that's
so
fun.
Your cat doesn't like your cat treats.
Yeah, she likes the little squeezy tube ones, the little puree ones. I don't know if you've seen these. You seen these?
I don't think I have.
Okay, I'll send you. It's on my Instagram highlight.
You'll send me a tube?
I'm not going to send you a tube. But, Sarah even fed my cat one of these. Oh, by the way, Sarah came over the weekend and met my cat. It was really cute. and the cat was so scared that she hid under the couch nearly the whole time, and I had to go and reach down there and pick her up. So that Sarah could see the cat.
Yum, yum.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, there's these like puree, like fish puree little, they're like, I would call them a cat go-gurt, except it's not yogurt. It's just pureed fish.
Does it stink up the entire place when you put it up?
Oh, it stinks. Yeah. It's potent. But you gotta let them rip every once in a while. And the cat, she can smell that from like a mile away. She's like, oh,
what you got there? You got a little cat go-gurt?
Is that one of the color-changing ones?
The color-changing cat go-gurts. But yes, good weekend. How was your weekend?
You know what? It was, we were finally able to kind of like get out of the house a little bit on the weekend and do something. And it's definitely one of those things. It's like, I needed it a lot more than I realized I needed it. So we got out. We didn't do anything wild. We just got out and just like went somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? So that was kind of like all we really did. But I was prepping because today was a big day.
Today
was the big day. Yeah, I was prepping all weekend because today we filmed these. We filmed the podcast on a Monday of every week. And today at 12 p.m. on the dot, something very specific went on sale. And I was like, I got to get me one of these. And I can't let it pass up.
Oh, gosh.
Got to get me one. And they're limited, right? Very limited. Only the best of the best are going to be able to get one of these. And I was like, I want to be cool. And I want to be able to show everybody, like, what I got.
The best of the best.
This is a flex right here. What? Like, I want to show people what I got.
What is it?
But I didn't get it. Oh. All right. Unfortunately, it sold out. I tried my best. It sold out in seconds. Gone. Seconds. Literal seconds, and it was gone.
What, dude? What item? What is it?
For $200, you could get an Applebee's date night pass for the rest of the year. This thing was $200. And for the next 52 weeks, you can use it one time. So technically, you could use it once every 24-hour period. So you can't use it for more than once in a 24-hour period. But it's supposed to be like a date night once a week, right? And for $200, you would show this card and you would get $30 off of your order every single time.
Fascinating.
And so you could use it, technically the max was 52 times, right? So you could use it once a week or you could, you know, really splurge and kind of go like every other day type of thing. But $30 off every single time.
They capped it at 52 individual uses?
52 individual uses.
Okay.
Which is a $1,500 value.
Oh my God.
For only $200. And so we were prepping all weekend for this, all right?
All weekend. You were not.
100% we were. 100%.
What preparation did you need to do for this?
You had to make sure you had your account, right? Had my Applebee's account ready to go, signed up and everything. You couldn't even get on the website.
Are you serious?
Like I was trying to get on before noon, And it was, yeah, I couldn't even get on the website. It was crashing so bad.
I
didn't get to it.
I'm so shocked that it was that in demand. And also, like, yeah, how often are people going to the Applebee's website regularly? So if it had any influx, I feel like that would be an issue. Like, nobody's just randomly going to the Apple. What are you going on the Applebee's website for?
Nothing. Look at the menu. I don't know what you're going there for.
I have to look at
but
the menu.
We do eat Applebee's on a very consistent basis. Almost it's usually no more than once a week.
You're going to Applebee's like
so there's a very specific reason why we go, and it just happens to be Applebee's that we go to. But my local play group for Pokemon League, we go to Applebee's once a week together to sit down and like hang out and chat and everything. And we pick Applebee's because it's open the latest out of all of them. So we don't have to worry about like getting out of there at a certain time.
Yeah, shutting
so it
down
just
the
happens
club.
To be Applebee's. So it's this funny. Does have a legit use for us, right?
You like would use that like weekly.
Yeah. Yeah. So we would absolutely get the use out of it. And so everybody in our crew for our local play group was trying to get this card because we all go
Dude,
there.
That's so funny. Did you find out about it like at the Applebee's? Like was somebody
No,
there?
I found out about it on Saturday, and I found out about it on like a random TikTok. Somebody was like, "This can't be real. This can't be real." And it was getting no press. Like no websites were covering or anything. I saw this TikTok by Sunday, less than 24 hours later. Every news outlet was reporting on this. Like our local news was reporting on this. Like that's how big it got. And I'm like, great. Now it's going to be so hard to get one because everybody's reporting on it.
There's a line around the corner trying to get this Applebee's. That sucks. So their website crashed. It's basically what it reminds me of is us trying to get a reservation at the Pokemon Cafe in Japan every day, refreshing it at 2 a.m.
Or there's a drop on Pokemon Center.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And we get framed as being a robot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you didn't get your Applebee's gift card.
You know what? That's all right.
Applebee's
all right.
Every week for the rest of the year.
It just would have been a cool flex, you know?
Yeah. Because then you're like, oh yeah, just put it on my Applebee's card. $30 off. No big deal.
I'm just saying that would have been cool. But the other big thing is they didn't reveal how many there actually was. So nobody knew going into this, like, is there 5 or is there 50,000 available?
The fact that they did a proper drop, like they're like, hey, at this day, at this time is when we're going to drop them. Like that's seems serious, you know?
They were there was some website that was like deep diving into like the analytics and the math of it, and they were speculating that it was around 15,000 were going to be available, because it would be roughly like 10 cards per store, like per location that's in the U.S. But then some people speculated that it was only 500. So who knows? They'll probably never release the number.
Yeah, I don't know why they would need to. But now,
nice
yeah, if you see anybody that has it, now you're going to be like, oh, so lucky.
So lucky that you have that. Well, you know what? I saw Arby's was doing something similar, too.
Oh, really?
So like, yeah, with what Arby's, you can go and buy, like, some sort of keychain off of their website, and the keychain looks like cheese. And whenever you go to Arby's, you show them this keychain, and they give you a free cup of cheese, like cheese sauce, to dip in. I'm not excited about that. I could care less about that, but...
I'm Googling this now.
It is
National
a thing.
National Cheese Lovers Day 2024.
Yeah, it is a thing. So it's basically a way for these restaurants to figure out how to implement a subscription base model.
Get your
like all these other places are doing.
Chain.
Yeah.
Like, man,
subscription based model.
Enhance sales. You see, we sell cheese on a keychain and then people get free cheese. But they already bought the cheese.
I don't know. I've been hearing about all these subscription things. I don't know if all of them are true. Obviously the Arby's and the Applebee's one I know is true, but the other day I saw something which, like I said, I don't know is 100% true, so I'm just going based off of what I heard somebody else say. that Best Buy now has a subscription-based model that if you pay their yearly subscription, that your return window for your items is actually like a normal return window amount instead of like the very short window return amount.
I didn't realize Best Buy had a weird return window. So it's like presumably short, like a couple weeks or something, and then now they're like, oh, yeah, we could take like 3 months. So really the only thing holding them back is greed.
Pretty much. And like I said, that could be something that is not 100% true. It's just something I heard somebody say. So
random. I love that they, like, I'm imagining, okay, wait, I'm stuck on this cheese thing because this is so bizarre. Like, I'm imagining in, like, the pitch room, the marketing room, somebody's like, all right, I got this idea for National Cheese Lovers Day 2024. We drop exclusive Arby's keychains. We sell the keychains. And then anytime from that point forward, somebody wants a little cup of cheese, it's free. Just got to flash their keychain with the cheese on it. It's free. Free cheese. Good deal.
You get the keychain, though, too. That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah. So they just sell the keychains, and then I don't know if they, like, valued the cost of the cheese at a certain amount. Like, okay, the average individual goes through 12 cups of cheese a year, and so we estimate that will be this many Arby's cheeses. That's crazy.
But what if you go and then they don't have any cheese in stock?
Yeah, and then you basically, can you request a refund on your cheese keychain? Because you're like, hey, I paid for unlimited free cheese. Well, one singular cup of free cheese every time I come here. You don't have any. Maybe you get 2 cups of cheese next time.
I guess so. I don't know. Okay, so this Best Buy thing is real.
This is wild.
It's $200 a year. $200 a year. And you get... we have your back with protection plans, including AppleCare Plus, 24/7 Geek Squad tech support. Save time and money with exclusive prices on thousands of items and free 2-day shipping. You also enjoy exclusive access to sales and 60-day returns on most products.
Most. Can't return your cheese.
And if you don't have that, then it looks like their return window is 14 days.
Wow, it is 2 weeks. That's weird.
Right, because I feel like two months used to be like the standard for most places, right?
Yeah, or a month, I guess, depending, month or 2 months. But 14 days? Maybe they were noticing they lost like a bunch of sales due to returns or something. Like people were like trying something out and returning it or something. Maybe. Why would, I don't know. That's nuts. Anyway, so you didn't get your Applebee's card.
I did not. It was rough. It was rough times. But you know what? It's all good. I'm here.
That was literally, so that was earlier today, correlating with you being late for the podcast. Was that because you were trying to get the cheese? Or not the cheese.
No, because that was like noonish. Because the plan was like noon. See if I get that. Because it's going to take like a minute or 2 minutes of my time, right?
And yeah.
And then hop on the podcast afterwards. But we had some technical difficulties. So
let the record show. Let the record show, Nate was an hour late to the podcast. 1 whole hour. I was editing my YouTube video. I recorded some voiceover, Nate.
It was a technical difficulty, all right? I panicked about my network situation.
I think it was an Applebee's network situation.
Not an hour, no.
You just kept refreshing for a whole hour.
Yeah, I was in denial for an hour. Like, this can't be. This can't be happening.
So, no. But you did overall. You got outside. You stopped and smelled the roses. I mean, maybe frozen roses, but
I did. Figuratively. I did stop and smell the roses a little bit. Green Day's new album came out.
Nice.
So, been giving that a listen. Saviors. So
that's fun. I have
enjoying
not.
It sounds good. It sounds good.
Is it? Is it giving like American Idiot energy, or is it
a
like
a little bit? Yeah, a little bit.
Want to be an American Idiot?
It's giving off a little bit of that.
I could see that.
Those vibes. I'm gonna try. They're going on tour this summer, so I'm gonna try to try to hit up one of those tours because it's Green Day and then Smashing Pumpkins on the same bill.
That's fun. I didn't know they were still Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah,
what did you think they were?
No, I'm just saying. I didn't realize they were still out squash? There smashing all the pumpkins. I thought they got them all, you know? How many pumpkins are
still
left?
There's still plenty to go out there. Still plenty to go.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's funny because, like, some of these bands, like, you remember. I haven't listened to Smashing Pumpkins in at least 10 years, nor do I even remember. I have to look up their set list to remember which songs of theirs I listened to. But they're still doing the thing. They're still out
there. I've never been to a Green Day concert, so I would definitely like to go and experience one for sure.
Oh, very good. Yeah, you should go.
I'm thinking about it. I'm definitely thinking. So here's the thing. All the dates that are close to us, because nobody ever plays in Indiana, so all the dates that are close to us in basically every surrounding state is all of them are around the time of when Worlds usually happens. So it's going to be a play it by ear type of thing.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Because, you know, we're probably going to want to spend a little bit extra time just exploring, just farting around. Farting around the islands, you know?
And on the concert, the Green Day concert, they're playing the entire album of Dookie. The entire album, right?
In a row?
Because it's the 30-year anniversary for that album. And they're playing the entire album of American Idiot. Because it's also the 20-year anniversary of American Idiot. 20 years that album's been released. 20 years.
That's wild.
Yeah, would you even think that it's been around for 20 years?
No, I would think it's like 15, but that's like pushing it. 20?
20 years.
Oh my gosh.
So they're celebrating the anniversary of both those albums and playing them in their entirety.
Wow. Well, Dookie has 14 songs on it. Let's see how many American Idiot has.
Probably around the same amount, I would say.
This one, it looks like it only has 9. Am I looking? That's what Google is showing me. I don't know if they're... full album says it's like an hour. Regardless, that's going to be a hefty concert. That's going to be fun.
And I would imagine that they would still play like some of the hits from other albums as well and not just do those two only. I could be wrong, though.
I'm sure they'll throw in all sorts of fun stuff. To want to be an American idiot!
But that is wild, like, when you think about it. Like
13 songs.
Because I remember that album coming out when I was in high school.
Are you old?
I'm old, I think. It came out in 2004.
Back in my day, kids.
2004. Wow. Anyways. I mean, we already got Blink-182 on the schedule for this summer, so that's 100%.
Bro,
happening.
You wildin'.
I'm ready to go.
You just got one concert?
We got the pit for Blink-182 this summer. I don't know if we're going to do it at the pit at multiple concerts, but we got it for sure on one of them.
Oh, my gosh. Is it like a mosh pit or just the pit?
I don't think people really mosh anymore.
Really? Is that?
Yeah.
That's tough. I saw it one time at Vans Warped Tour. It's a little moshy.
It's not even around anymore. Yeah, talk about talk about old.
I think it was literally the last one that they ever did. And I remember at this particular Vans Warped Tour, they had the band 303. And it was a realization at that exact moment when I watched 303 live at that last Vans Warped Tour that I was old, because those two guys in that band looked like grown men, just like fully grown men, you know? I don't know how old they are now. They're adults. They're like, you know, I don't know what they're up to. But I did think it was crazy because I was like, okay, I remember watching this music video and these dudes were like 20 years old or something. And this ain't it.
I think 2018 was the last Vans Warped Tour, so...
Yeah, So I went when I lived in Chicago, that's when I went.
Okay.
Me and my roommates took a trip on over.
I mean, if you think about it, time has went by pretty fast, right? So a lot of these people that we have watched have grown up, so they are a little bit older. So if you were to guess, obviously, let's say Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day... How old do you think Billy Joe is?
Bro. I'm going to say, oh, man, if they released music 25 years ago or 20 years ago? You said 25?
They're celebrating 30 years of one of the most popular albums, and that's not even their first album.
Bro. With that knowledge, I'm going to say he's 50, but I don't know if that's true.
You're close.
Oh, my gosh.
You're close. He's going to be 52 on February 17th.
Are you kidding?
52, and he looks like he's still 32.
No, straight up. If I didn't have that information, I would have thought he was in his like late 30s, early 40s max.
Yeah. All right, let's give you another one here,
all
right?
Oh, gosh.
We'll play this game really fast, and then we'll jump into Pokemon Center and our drinks. Tom DeLonge of Blink-182.
Ooh.
How old is Tom DeLonge of Blink-182?
Where are you? I'm going to say, oh, man. Based on the last one, okay, they were popular in the late 90s, early 2000s. I'm going to say he's 47.
47, pretty darn close. 48.
Wow! Yeah, that's pretty good.
Don't Tom DeLonge is 48.
That's wild. And
if we were to go to Mark Hoppus. So Mark Hoppus, you know, lead vocals, bassist, founding member of Blink-182.
They should be like roughly the same age, right?
Right.
You tell me.
I'm going to say Hoppus. Mark's 50 then.
Mark is going to be 52 on March 15th.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, when they started the band, they were that big an age gap difference. That's wild.
A little bit of that. And then, you know, let's round it out here. Travis Barker.
Travis Barker. Drummer. I bet he's 50 flat. 50 years old.
48.
Dang.
Yeah, just so turned Mark's 48 like, in November.
Mark's like the older guy that's joining in. I'll play bass.
He is.
Dude. He is. Yeah, Travis is a hard read because you can't see. He's just all tattoos, so you don't know what he looks like.
And he's still, like, so crazy fit from all the drumming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't. It's definitely very hard to tell.
And he doesn't have hair, so you can't see his hairline or anything.
But they all still sound good. They all still are – they have the young vibe to them. So it's just – they're still fun to watch. They're still fun to listen to. I could talk about Blink-182 for the rest of the podcast, but I won't.
You should start up another podcast for Blink-182.
Oh, yeah. How about the Blink-cast? What would we call it?
Blink.
The Wink?
Wink.
Wink. Yeah, Wink. Wink-182.
Nice.
Yeah.
But we just the spend the whole podcast.
The Wink-182 podcast.
After every single sentence, you just have to wink.
Yeah. And that podcast would be 90% of us talking about Pokemon and then going, and we promise we'll get to the Blink-182.
Blink-182 news. Don't worry. Don't you worry.
We'll get there. All due time. Before we jump to the Pokemon Center here, what do you have to drink at precisely about 40 minutes, which is technically earlier than the past few episodes we've done.
Shocking, because what the heck, we've just talked about nonsense, good nonsense, but lots of,
you know what?
Well, shenanigans.
I was told that for last week's episode, from Marie, told me specifically, she said, I really enjoyed when you guys talked about the physical media. She's like, I really enjoyed listening to that whole segment.
Interesting. I don't even remember what we were talking about. What do you mean the physical media?
Best Buy getting rid of the DVDs.
Oh.
And then how all the streaming services are like bouncing everything around and are messed up. So,
okay, we got live feedback here. In-house feedback.
In-house. Wow. In-house. So, what do you get to drink?
Well, you know, pretty standard week here in the super duper household. I do
have. Okay, which is?
Why don't you say? Why? So, if you want to, you want to say what I got?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, I thought. Okay.
Yeah, no, tell me.
Well, I got, since you're wondering. I got a latte. Oat milk latte. I almost did a iced brown sugar oat milk shake and espresso today. A little secret recipe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I didn't. I didn't want the extra sugar. But one of these days when I'm feeling a little devious, you know, want a little sweet. Maybe I'll jump in. And then I had this, but this was gone because you took so long to get here. So that's a Perrier lime that I held up.
Whatever.
Perrier sparkling water lime. So yeah, I got a coffee. Latte now, room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Real nice.
Okay.
In my good meowning mug that's got a cat on it. Now that I'm a cat parent.
I get it.
Yeah, it's real nice. You get it because it's like... I did scare my cat with my alarm this morning because I snoozed it instead of turned it off. I set my phone down right next to her. This is criminal. Criminal. Set the phone down directly next to my cat. And that was on full blast. Boop! Boop! It was the one that literally sounds like a siren, like a emergency siren. You know, wakes you up out of a... You want me to... I'll pull it up.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you got for your alarm there? I'm wondering if it's the same as mine.
I've got a wide array of options here, but let me see if this is the... No, it's not that one. It's literally...
Mine's almost like a radar type of sounding thing. It's exactly mine. That's exactly... Yeah. That's exactly mine.
Like, if you're thinking, like, oh, what a peaceful, like, how can we wake up peacefully? This is the exact opposite. This is like you wake up sweating, like you got like bloodshot eyes, and then
you know what? That must be like a content creator alarm, because I've talked to a lot of content creators that have that as their alarm, and it just must be something of just like working crazy nights that you have to have some sort of just blasting alarm to like get you up.
Yeah, because I have other ones like the little chimes and like that kind of stuff, but like specifically for the, because I gotta wake up at 9 for the podcast, which is like a few hours earlier than I normally would wake up, that one I gotta bring that bad boy out, otherwise
I always wonder who's like waking up to the, like those wind chimes.
And they just like sprawl out of bed like, do a big stretch. What a beautiful day. And then they sing to the birds. They're like, oh, I guess I'll go downstairs and make my coffee.
I don't know about you, but I have learned that like what I wake up to in the morning has to be something that I already hate to begin with. Because if I put something that I like, I'll eventually hate it.
Oh.
Because I'm waking up to it in the morning, right?
Yeah.
So now there's songs like in the back of my mind that, like, when I was younger, I used to wake up to specific songs as my alarm.
And you hate
and
those
now,
songs?
Like, and now when I hear those songs, I just think of, like, having to wake up early in the morning for, like, school or something like that. So, yeah, there's definitely some songs that's hard for me to listen to because of that.
That's interesting. I've learned
not to make it anything you like.
Fascinating. Make it something that you hate so you start the day off just hating everything. Yeah. But you'll get up.
Yeah, you'll get up. That's the point. You just got to get up somehow.
And also startle the cat if you snooze.
Yeah.
Meow, meow.
That was her immediately after that.
I have no idea where that came from. Beep, it's just on the soundboard.
Meow, meow.
All right, what do you got to drink?
Oh, you know, every single time, you know I got that.
Drip, splash, water, drip, splash, splash, drip, water, splash, splash, drip.
Keep that bang on you.
Every single time.
Stay hydrated.
H2O.
Stay hydrated, King. Make sure you got that water.
I got it. A clean bottle.
I don't. Here's the thing. I didn't even ask because I don't want to know. Did you wash it?
And Marie washed it.
Last week?
Oh, the week before.
Bro.
It's fine.
Wash it.
It's fine.
It's dirty. It's fine. It's got bacteria. It's fine.
Yeah, right. I understand, but, you know, that might be helping me.
Get the immunities from all the bacterias.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I can't be taking advice from somebody that was sick multiple times.
This is not even the same argument!
It was just multiple times last year.
I did get sick. I told you, twice in November. But one of them was because of my snotty-nosed cousin, Carlitos, accidentally got everybody sick at Thanksgiving. Literally, it was like a little Carlos super spreader event because I think like half of my family got sick after Thanksgiving.
Oh, ah!
Yeah. All of us go and help.
Down with the sickness on that one. All right, here we go. On the count of three.
What?
I guess I won't count it down. We'll have Carly count it down.
Five, four,
that's Freddy.
Three,
well,
two.
Hi, Carly.
Ooh. That's potent.
Good. Good H2O there.
Hey, remember that one time you did an espresso shot in Chicago?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Never forget that.
No, I won't forget it. I won't forget it. I was, what, $5 wasted or something like that? I don't know how much it was, but it felt like it was around the $5 mark.
That's a lot. I could see that.
Yeah, not good.
That's
not
tough.
Good. I'll pass on that one. Hey, yep. You know, if I could just ask a simple question here.
Yeah.
What caught your attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And, in fact, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center? Everybody listening, when I say you...
Oh, you weren't talking to me?
I mean the collective you. Everybody.
Y'all. Yous.
Yeah. Yeah. What caught y'all's attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Hey, y'all. What caught y'all's attention?
And what did catch your attention this y'all. Week at the Pokemon Center?
What Pokemon Center? Nate, they got a lot of stuff. So last week they had a nice little chunkaroo. This week they got a chunkadoodle-doo. I see a lot of shirts. What do we want?
Right, so we had yet another fashion collaboration drop.
Fabulous.
Another expensive fashion collaboration drop.
It's not. This is like regular price. Well,
it's not regular price.
The sweatshirt's not. The other stuff's regular price.
The t-shirt is not. $50 is not a regular price t-shirt on Pokemon Center.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Sorry. I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know where what's going on over there.
I
but,
thought it was like that's regular price. You know what?
I don't know if you're donating an extra $25 when you check out.
To the
or
cause.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a Pokemon Dolly Noir, which I've never heard of Dolly Noir.
Nor have I.
Okay. Dolly Noir have you?
Noir have I.
But this was definitely a very random thing. It wasn't, like, promoted too heavily beforehand. But there is a few different t-shirts on the Pokemon Center website. And, in addition, the Dolly Noir dropped Pokemon stuff on their site on the same day. And there was also stuff on their site that was not on the Pokemon Center site.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. I'm looking at their little blurb right now. This is Italian urban wear. Dolly Noir established in Milano in 2013.
So let's discuss this first here. So they got a number of different t-shirts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different t-shirts. The ones in black feature a Lugia. And there's one that features Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one that features Cyndaquil. And Totodile and Chikorita.
Yeah. It's interesting because that one, the one with the starters, doesn't have anything on the back, but it has more on the front. See, I actually really like the style of these. Huh?
It's sold out, too.
Yeah. That's crazy. I love the style, like the kind of minimalistic thing. Like most of the shirts that I have from Pokemon that I like the most are like subtly Pokemon. They're not like in your face Pokemon.
We discussed that before because I'm the same way. Yeah.
Yeah. So this one, like most of them is like colored shirt with, or black shirt or white shirt with a little logo thing in the corner. I don't know what's going on.
And then the majority of them have something big on the back of them.
Yeah.
Then you also have a red shirt that has Ho-Oh on it. You have a white one that has, it says gray actually.
Oh.
Has Suicune on it, then a brown one that has Entei, and then a dark gray that has Raikou. All these t-shirts are $50, and then you have one hoodie that is black that has Mewtwo on it for $129.
What?
And then you have one sweatshirt that is black. It is a crew neck sweatshirt that has Charizard on it for $144.
What? Huh. It's interesting the price is higher for the regular crew neck.
Yeah. That is
interesting.
The Lugia and the starters are sold out. Those are the only ones that are sold out. Kind of surprised the Charizard one's not sold out, but...
Yeah, I mean, it could be because it's the style of the shirt. People want the regular t-shirt or something. Or they made more of the Charizard one in anticipation.
Yeah. Now, the Dolly Noir website actually featured some other products as well that were not featured on the Pokemon Center website, and I went and looked right as these dropped on Pokemon Center, mm-hmm. and a good number of them were already sold out.
Wow. So how did people know to come here and be like, doop, I'm a swoop?
I don't know, but the there's a Lugia crew neck, or there's a Lugia sweatshirt, a black sweatshirt on the Dalinar website for 185.
Oh, this is this is almost like a cardigan. Did you see the front of it?
Yes, the cardigan. Yeah.
Yeah, fascinating.
I was like, I kind of want that. The cardigan.
I could see you rocking that.
How many Pokemon cardigans do you actually ever see?
Yeah. It says it's called a kimono sweatshirt. I'm not sure if that's any different, but that's like, yeah, you don't see this style of shirt for Pokemon stuff.
No, 100% you don't. So that was one item that was not on Pokemon Center. There was also an Ultra Ball beanie that was not on Pokemon Center. There is an Ultra Ball socks and Great Ball socks that was also not on Pokemon Center.
And Master Ball socks.
Master Ball socks too. And then Ghastly Evolution sweatpants.
Dude, these go hard. This would be my top pick from this drop, if I'm being honest. The Gengar Ghastly Haunter sweatpants.
Oh, those are pretty nice. I'm not gonna lie. Those are pretty nice. But it is called Exploring the Johto Region. So it's interesting that, because most of the time when we see it, it's all about the Kanto region. But this one is about Johto.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. So that's like the header at the top of the webpage, and then it's got like a big Lugia in the background. But then, I mean, about 50% of the Pokemon are Kanto Pokemon. So
yeah.
It is like they got the legendary, they got Mewtwo in there, they got the legendaries from Johto, but then they also got Charizard and Gengar. And
I'm kind of curious if the tag on the Pokemon Center shirt says Pokemon Center, or if it says Dalinar like the ones on the website.
Is there any, like,
I couldn't find any reference images on the Pokemon Center site. You can see the tag on the Dalinar site.
Yeah.
Huh. But I'm kind of curious because all the shirts on Dalinar are sold out. Most all of them. But like the Charizard, right? Like the Charizard's sold out on the Dalinar website, but it's still in stock on Pokemon Center.
I don't know.
Something to think about is all I'm saying.
That's interesting.
And then moving on from that, when are we going to get like our TJ Maxx drop? When are we going to get something more affordable? All right.
You want the TJ Maxx Pokemon collab?
I'm ready for that TJ Maxx drop. I know I can't be the only one. I'm ready for something a little bit more affordable here.
I have to admit that never crossed my mind, but.
Well, I'm just saying, all right. Some of us like a little bit more of the affordable.
You don't want cheaper stuff, established, right? In Milan.
I would wear it. I love it. I think it looks good. I would wear it. I just don't know if I would spend 100 and some on a sweatshirt.
Yeah. I'm like,
unless it was Psyduck.
Yeah, if it's Psyduck, then it's a done deal. Psyduck and Growlithe tag team shirt. I have noticed, though, and this is like something with whatever, the last like 10 years of like purchasing clothing, right?
Yeah.
The stuff that you get from TJ Maxx and like Ross and stuff just does not last. And I imagine these would, like, you know, withstand the test of time at least a little bit better, perhaps.
You would hope.
You would hope.
Right? Because if the TJ Maxx one doesn't stand the test of time, what, you're out like $10?
Yeah, but no, I think like overall, like what I've noticed is that clothes that I spend more money on do last longer generally. Like there is a relationship between like the amount you spend on it and how long it lasts, at least when it comes down to that kind of stuff. Because yeah, most of the shirts, I don't know, I've just had a lot of shirts that I've gotten from like Ross or TJ Maxx and I'm like, all right, this thing like has a hole in it. And this thing, like, it's like the materials
going up. What I just recently learned, those items are made for those stores. They're not overstocked from other stores. They're made for those stores.
Wait, all the extra stuff on like those clearance racks and stuff. All that the racks are organized by size.
All that stuff is made for like TJ Maxx.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like it's still Nike making it, but they're making it on a like lower quality level specifically for that store.
What? They're like, hey, yeah, this isn't our normal standard, but you can have it, TJ Maxx.
You can go on a whole deep dive of it. I'm serious, yeah. Bro, go on a whole deep dive of it.
I assumed that it was like those products that did not pass the test, or like they made too many. So like either it didn't pass because there was like something was like a, you know, a centimeter off and they couldn't justify giving that to their retailer or something.
But when I saw that information, I was like, you know what? Now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever seen a shirt at like a TJ Maxx that I've also seen
somewhere else.
At like another store.
Yeah. Just there. Specialty just items. There.
Something to think about.
That's
something
wild. To think about. Okay. Yeah, well, they still, you know, if it only lasts 1 year, then still. You only have it, I don't know.
Right.
They're still making
it. Right. Or if you personally mess it up, right? Like, if you personally rip a hole in it or something, you're a lot more bummed if it's an expensive shirt than if it's not. So, yeah.
So how much next do you up, trust yourself?
Well, yeah, not a whole lot of trust in myself. Next up on the list here of things that got released on the Pokemon Center, we have the Pokemon Delicious Adventure Pikachu
guy.
Sets Off figure.
Look
that
at
is
the little
$14.99. This is Pikachu with like a little visor on. It's waving goodbye. There's some signs that are pointing different directions. It's kind of standing on a rock. There's like a Pokeball, almost looks like a piece of bread in the shape of a Pokeball.
Oh yeah. Wait, what the heck? Is it a sandwich? Is it a little? Oh, it's okay. It looks like a Pokeball. It also kind of looks like a Malsata donut, jelly filled donut.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what it is, but I'm gonna say it's a little jelly filled donut.
It doesn't say in the description what it is, so. But that is $14.99, and these are going to be periodically released throughout the year. So this is the first one in the Pokemon Delicious Adventure set. I mean, it's called Delicious. So I would imagine there's going to be it would be a treat. And
yeah, it looks like a little donut. It really does look like the big Malasada from the Alola region.
Is just Doni? Further proof. Why was those Eevee figures $50?
We don't know. And we'll never know. We'll never know.
We'll never know that.
It doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't,
yeah,
honestly.
All those Pikachu Moods ones, all the ones from this past year, those other Mood figures, $15. And they're good quality. They're not crap quality. They're solid.
And they're the same like height and width as the Eevee one.
Now, they might be bigger, to be honest.
The Eevee one wasn't that much bigger. Remember when Jordan held up the Eevee one with the,
no,
the
I was,
one of the old Pikachu
ones? I was saying the Moods ones might be bigger than the Eevee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wild. But this is really cute. His hat's kind of funny. I wish the sign said something on it. Oh, wait. It does. Actually, look at this. It's got One Direction's got mountains to the left, and then to the right, it's like a beach on the little, you know, little signs facing
like
opposite
a palm
direction.
Tree.
Yeah.
There should have been a Alolan Executor.
Or,
maybe it is a Alolan Executor. Can we zoom in on that?
Dun, 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 dun.
It might be. I don't know.
I think it's just a palm tree.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
He could have done a little executive.
So keep on the lookout if you want to collect those. $14.99. That one's currently still in stock as of this recording. Next up, which is a big item in the TCG scene, is going to be a pre-order for the Iono Premium Tournament Collection box. Now, these are the ones that look like the little milk crates.
Mm-hmm.
Or the little milk
little
carton
cookies.
Ones. This is currently out of stock right now on the Pokemon Center. But
oh, interesting.
It does come with a full art, which is new artwork of Iono. And then you also get three of the Iono cards from Paldea Evolved as well that have like a little logo in the corner of them.
Interesting. They don't have the little signature on them anymore.
Yeah, but it's the what kind of logo is that?
I think that's supposed to be like her streaming logo because it's on her
that's
shirt
what I thought.
Too. So it's like I'm assuming like a play on the YouTube or Twitch logo, like a Pokemon version because it's got a little play button in it and then a Pikachu tail.
Oh, it says they're also foil as well. So
bro.
Not only do they have that logo, but they are foil. But this is fantastic because like literally almost every competitive deck is running four Ionos in them. And the and if you wanted to go buy an Iono right now, like a reverse holo Iono, it cost you like $3-4 for just reverse. Yeah.
Wow.
But now this is a way you literally can get a playset of Ionos. But also kind of the interesting thing with this is that now you can actually have kind of four different versions of Iono as your playset for a full art, right? So you have the full art from this box. You have the regular full art from Paldea Evolved. Mm-hmm. You have the special illustration from Paldea Evolved. And then you have the special illustration one coming out from Paldea and Fates.
Yeah. So you can literally have
a playset of like four different full art versions.
And they're crazy arts too. Yeah, if you're going that buck wild, because those are some of the most expensive cards from the generation, those Ionos. Yeah. Hey, you know what I noticed here?
What was that?
I noticed the shrinkflation happening again. Did you see how many packs are in here?
How many packs we got?
There's 6 packs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wasn't there 7?
There used to be 7. Same price.
You know what? I actually have. I have one sitting right here. Not an Iono, but I have a Juniper.
Yeah, we know there used to be 7 Pokemon. Why'd you cut it down to 6? Same price.
Professor Juniper sitting right here. And reading the contents, I see 7 Pokemon TCG booster packs.
Yeah, 7 packs.
Inside of this.
So what
also
happened?
A code card, 2 markers. We got the metallic coin. Do we still get the coin?
Yeah.
Yeah,
large metallic coin.
A deck box. Do we still get the deck box? We do. 65 sleeves. And then the additional card. So, yeah, the pack is now gone.
Why would they do that?
Because everything is, like, minus one pack now, I feel like.
Why would they do that?
Everything's minus one something at this point.
I think it only bothers me because we know, like, it's like, I don't know. If you're a regular, everyday person, you're not, like, thinking about that. But it's like, okay, this product was the same price, but now we're getting less. So now I'm
But also at the same time, like if you, one thing that I always find very interesting is we could go back and there's probably a Professor Juniper that's still in stock, right?
Somewhere.
On Pokemon Center. So yeah, Professor Juniper is still in stock on Pokemon Center and that's still $39.99. The price doesn't get increased on that.
That's
just
tough.
On the new stuff.
Yeah. What's up with that Pokemon?
I don't know. But here's a good question. Would you rather it stay the same price at $39.99 and lose a pack, or would you rather have that pack and have the price increased?
By like what, like $5?
Whatever. Yeah, we'll say like instead of $39.99, it's now $44.99.
Ugh, that's a load of baloney. I would rather have neither. Why would they do this? I mean,
but
I guess.
But I'm saying, like, if you had to pick one, would you rather have the same price, less packs, or same packs, a little bit more?
And they raise the price? I mean, I guess if I'm just getting one, it would make sense if you just had the $5 increase and got one more pack, to be honest. Because prior to that, you're spending $40 for... Oh, you get the cool promos. It's a big chase.
Yeah.
But the 6 packs in there... 6 packs for $40 is not too good of a deal, you know?
I mean, you're also, like you said, you're paying for the playset. You get the Iono sleeves. You get the Iono coin.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the markers and the dice and the deck box as well.
Mm-hmm.
And an interesting thing to note about the deck box and the sleeves are that these are the same artwork and pattern that was on the Japanese ones that were released in the Pokemon Center over in Japan.
Oh, that's fun.
So this is kind of our way of getting those Japanese sleeves and deck box.
Yeah, with the belly bolt.
I think just because I wouldn't want to spend more money.
Yeah.
I think I would rather it just stay the same price and give me one less pack, honestly. Because it's like, I could just go, if I wanted another pack, I could just buy a single pack.
Buy one singular. Yeah, I guess it is like, you know, almost like gatekeeping the price. If it's like, oh, shoot, I don't want to spend an extra $5, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, either way, it's a losing battle here.
Even like with Elite Trainer boxes, like, they increased the packs on those, but they also increased the price. I think I would have rather just the price stayed the same.
Yeah, and the packs stayed the same. Duh.
Well,
yeah, because I think they only added, like, one more pack, and they raised the price $10, I think.
Well, you also get the...
The promo.
The promo as well, yeah. Now, right? But I do find myself, after that price increase, buying less Elite Trainer boxes.
Yeah, I think, well, it's just because they have, like, either the booster boxes or the booster bundles are a better deal. And then,
yeah,
it's really only for, like, these specialty sets, like Paldea and Fates, where you're, like, there's no booster box. There's no other way to get, like, a huge chunk of pack. So, it's like, with that, what are you going to do?
It does, you know, obviously the packs can change, but it does say 2 Temporal Forces, 1 Paradox Rift, 1 Obsidian Flames, 1 Scarlet and Violet, and 1 Lost Origin. Kind of interesting that they're not including Paldea Evolved in this, when that's the set that Iono comes from.
Yeah. That was a choice. Yeah, that seems like pretty intentional, because they kind of like dance around all the other ones around it.
Yeah, because you literally get every other set, obviously besides 151, but...
Yeah, all the other mainline sets.
That's, and here's your random Lost Origin.
Yeah, they're taking it back.
Taking it back all the way to Lost Origin. But that is up. The pre-order is sold out. I would imagine it probably will come back in stock at some point.
Yeah, or you can find it at, you know, your Best Buy. But don't forget that 14-day return.
Yeah, don't forget about that 14-day return there.
I bet Best Buy and GameStop, and I don't know about Target. I think Best Buy or GameStop be your best bet.
Yeah, or your local card game shop.
Your local TCG store.
And then now we have a drop of Comfy Friends plushes.
Squishies.
Featuring Clodsire, Mabostiff, Grievard, and Tandemouse.
How
all of these
cute.
$35.99 for this. I will not discuss. Don't say if you got anything, because now we're getting into plush territory, so we can't reveal if we've gotten anything yet. All right. Obviously, the one that's going to be at the biggest is going to be your Grievard. That is at 12 and a half inches.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Grievard coming in strong. And this is actually the first time we're seeing plushes of, I think, all of these Pokemon, right? I don't think we've seen a Grievard plush yet.
I don't know if Grievard has showed up. Let's type it in. So I feel like we've been talking about that guy. Grievard. Oh. Grievard got a Halloween one. I knew I had seen it before.
Oh, did it?
It came on a pumpkin. Yeah, I actually saw it at the Pokemon Center. And I'll tell you what. I saw it at the Pokemon Center in New York. And I saw somebody literally scalping them. Literally putting an entire bag of just Grievard Halloween plushes in there.
It did you let them know that they're on the Pokemon Center?
It was so weird. I even got it. I recorded it because I was vlogging, and I don't think I ended up putting it in my video, but I thought it was weird because they were still in stock on Pokemon Center at the time.
Dude, it's not worth your time, I promise.
That ain't it. But yeah, so they haven't had a standard, like, standalone Griever. That one is, like, Halloween-themed. This one is fluffy. Look at that.
And then we also have... See, and this actually just got dropped today, which is going to be your TCG accessories of sleeves and playmats and deck boxes. So your patterns on all of these, it just for every single item, one is going to be a first partner power, and that is going to have all of your starter Pokemon on it.
Oh, yeah, that's great with the color scheme there, too. It looks really nice. Kind of like a little rainbow situation with all the starters all over.
Yeah, that one actually is really, really nice. We have a Garchomp one that has, like, Garchomp on it and then kind of, like, lava and rocks in the background of it.
Yeah, molten almost lava.
Almost like the floor is lava.
Yeah, and then there's little Pokeballs in the lava floor.
The floor is... Oh, yeah, there is. I didn't even realize that.
We should play The Floor is Lava.
We should.
I haven't played that in a while.
Do you know they make a board game of that?
Oh, God. How would you even play that on a board game?
It's literally they give you, like, little, like, cutouts. And you're, like, supposed to put them on the ground. And that's, like, you're supposed to, like, stand on those. I'm like, why would you buy this? You literally can use anything in the world.
Yeah.
Anything.
Literally whatever.
Yeah.
Blankets. Pieces of paper.
Back in the day, you're supposed to use, like, your couch, right? You'd, like, jump from the couch to the chair.
Mm-hmm.
That's floor is lava.
And then you'd you'd throw down a pillow from the couch to like the in-between space between the kitchen and the living room.
And then somebody will say, Mom, come save me. Help! Come save me, I'm drowning.
The floor is lava.
And then we go outside and drink from the water hose.
Mee-haw, brother. There's also a Maridon playmat.
Oh, yeah.
Your Maridon.
Maridon and Caridon.
Yeah. Interesting.
Looking very majestic.
Did they get... those. Why am I not... Oh, no, I see it. Never mind. Yeah, each of them independently gets their own
full set. So if you're a big, like, you know, Caridon fan, you can get that playmat right
just
there.
Just one singular Caridon. This one, I feel like, is the most niche, but the art is very regal. It's really, like, the... You know.
Kind of gives off Sword and Shield vibes a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Regal. That's the word. Yeah. That's real nice.
We also have Pokemon Pixels.
That. Look at that.
If you
want
to get this. And this is going to be the Kanto Pokemon.
I do see
Psyduck right there.
Where's your son? Oh, I see him. Weirdly enough,
it's not of all the Pokemon. Yeah. It's just of a certain amount, and then it just repeats over and over again.
It's really not that many Pokemon. I don't even see my son on here.
Growlithe did not make it on
what
there.
What the heck, man?
Slowpoke made it.
Slowpoke is on there, and Ditto. So at least we got some of the boys.
Ugh. It is interesting. Vaporeon made it. Mm-hmm. However, I do not see Jolteon or... Oh, wait, no, there's
I see Flareon as well.
Where's Flare? Oh, okay, there it is. Okay, never mind. I thought that was going to be awkward.
Really awkward moment for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't even see Jolteon on here, dog. Oh, I see him.
Jolteon's there, yeah.
Yeah, they're all there. But all right, not so Growlithe. I'm not upset.
Well, I mean, they want popular Pokemon on there.
Hey, you watch it.
Well, Pokemon that people like, right? They want to sell the playmats,
at least. It, bucko. People love Growlithe.
Name one person.
Me.
That's not you.
Oh.
And not your cat.
Oh, man. Shoot. My cat loves Growlithe.
See, that's what I'm saying.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
We got Porygon.
Yeah, this
is fun. It's
called
Porygon and Polygons. And the mountains kind of in the background, I guess, are polygons?
This goes hard, actually. Pure geometry. It's actually a really interesting art style. So it's like very rigid, like line art in just like geometric shapes. I guess, yeah, what is a polygon in in the big scheme of geometry? Is a polygon one that closes? It's just got flat sides, like...
Polygon.
I think it's just flat sides that closes.
A polygon is a closed two-dimensional figure with three or more straight sides.
Okay.
For example, a triangle and a rectangle are both polygons.
Fascinating. How did I remember... Like, why is that information that I retained specifically, like the flat sides... closed shape.
Isn't there also a website called Polygon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Porygon Polygon. Maybe it's a collab with Polygon.com.
It could be. Now, out of all of them, I like the Porygon the best.
I agree. It, like, stands out the most, and I feel like we don't get too much Porygon merch. It's the loudest, like, the one that, like, catches your eye the most, I think.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
So you got all the play mats at $24.99. You have the deck boxes at $12.99. And then you have the sleeves at $7.99. Honestly, not a bad choice with whatever one you go with. But the question is, with all of that being said, what did you buy? Not what's in your cart.
Mm?
What did you buy?
Mm?
What did you end up getting?
Huh?
I'm going to say you got nothing.
Whoa. That's strong.
Nothing is what you got.
You got nothing?
I think you got nothing.
Well, you, my friend, you'd be correct. I didn't get anything.
Ah, yes, I knew it. That is a ding, ding, ding for me,
bing,
wherever
bing.
That is at.
I didn't get
soundboard.
A single thing, dude. I have, okay, thank you. I was worried about the ding sound effect. Whew, I'm assuming we're in the same boat. I have literally so many playmats. It would be criminal if I purchased another one that I wasn't, like, absolutely obsessed with. So
yeah, no, that's kind of my thing too with the playmats.
No playmat. I don't need any TCG supplies currently. I'm stocked up on sleeves, stocked up on deck boxes, stocked up on the playmats. Plushies, I'm pretty stocked up on. If you can see my shtick, you see.
Yeah.
Have you noticed it's grown? But it like, yeah, it's got a little bit bigger. The plushie mountain.
It just, yeah, it slowly gets bigger.
Yeah, because it it's kind of taking over that whole side now. But I just started stacking the squishmallows like on top of each other, so you can't see the shelf back there anymore.
Right, you're gonna have to figure that situation out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe put some around the rest of the house.
No, there's already enough. There's enough all over.
Actually, I mean, that's you're talking to somebody who completely understands exactly what you're doing.
Your living room is full of the jumbos.
Half. This is a big living room. Half of that living room is plushies.
It's too fun. There's so many good ones. But yeah, my jumbos, I like have them in here for the time being, and it's really, I'm like, wow, this is, it's actually nice and cozy. It's very cozy in here with all the plushies.
Well, you know, the great thing about it is that having all of that in there helps trap some of the sound for when you record.
Yeah. I was thinking about that as well. I was like, yeah, because my floor is like vinyl floor. Like, it's not carpet. So.
Paper mache.
Huh?
Paper mache.
It's paper mache floor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. And yeah, so I was like, man, I should get some more stuff in here to dampen, you know, like furniture and stuff to dampen the sound. Here we are. Plushies.
Yeah.
Plushies. So I didn't get any of the plushies. Clothing, I think I'm good on as well. I got enough shirt. I got enough. I think.
I would wear it, but.
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's like a cool. They're very cool. If I was like moving somewhere and I didn't bring any of my clothes, you know, it's like if I had to like start in a new area and I didn't have my whole closet with me, you know.
Okay, I got you.
And I like wanted a cool shirt, I would get one. Currently, I think just in general, we're like a little bit like my cup is full, you know, my cup is full with items or liquid.
That makes sense.
Whatever's makes in sense. The cup.
I mean, it gets to a point, right? Like where you got to be very particular in what you're getting, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cause we find a lot of stuff cool, but you run out of space, right? And also you could run out of money too at the same time if you're not careful buying a bunch of stuff. So. You got to be responsible kind of on both fronts here.
Dude, you know what Sarah said? So Sarah came over yesterday, the day before. I think it was the day before. No, I don't know when it was. Sarah came over at some point and came over to see the cat. But she was sitting just looking at, I like hung up some new stuff in the living room. And like, you know, I had all my stuff on display and everything. She's like, man, I can't wait for you to get a bigger house. You got some creative stuff in here. She's like, but you need more space. So like, I can't wait for you to get just a big space to put up all your stuff.
Right, but if you keep buying stuff, you'll never get a house.
Yeah, I don't think that's the current issue.
right, but I'm saying like that issue could arise, right? Like if you just bought everything.
Yeah, it's like that the tale of the person spending all their money on a wallet and then they didn't have any money to put in the wallet.
Never heard that before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the wise tale is with that, but there's something there.
Right. It's like when the fox and the scorpion cross the river, right?
Yeah. No, right. I have literally no idea. That sounds like a over the hedge or something, you know?
No, like, that's one of those, the scorpion is like, I need to cross the river. And the fox is like, well, I'm not going to take you or something like that. And the scorpion's like, or fox is like, yeah, because you're going to sting me. And then the scorpion's like, no, I promise. I'm not going to sting you. I need to get across. And then so they start swimming. And then the scorpion stings the fox. And the fox is like, why'd you do that? Now we're both going to drown.
Yeah.
And the scorpion's like, I'm sorry. It's in my nature. I can't control it.
That's tough. I thought it was a plot to Over the Hedge.
That's along the same lines of what you're dealing with over there.
Yeah, except the scorpion just lied. He could have been like, hey, dog, just so you know, I spontaneously might just snap. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's a scorpion's bad for not knowing themselves well
enough. The scorpion is the shirt. And then you're the fox.
What are you talking about?
And you're like, no, I can't buy you. Nah. And then the shirt's like, no, I promise. It'll be fine.
It'll be good.
Yeah, pop. And then you buy it, and then you put it on, and then you're like, wait, why am I missing $50?
Yeah, where did my $50 go?
The shirt's like, I'm sorry, it's just in my nature to charge you for it.
I had to charge $50 for the shirt.
Yeah. It's the same thing, essentially. Right? You'd be trying to, if you try to bring too many shirts across the river, you're not going to have any money.
Yeah. Bro, somebody, like, okay, if you were skipping through, like, literally skimming through the podcast, and you stumbled upon this last, like, two-minute conversation, you'd be so confused. Because I'm even confused. Like, I know, I understand.
No, you're literally telling me you understand what I'm saying, so you're not confused.
Oh, my gosh.
You get it. You understand what's going on.
Are the scorpion to the fox.
No, it has to be your scorpion. Wow. Wait, or is it my scorpion?
It's your scorpion.
I don't know.
I'm not getting this straight. Anyway, so long story short, did not buy anything from the Pokemon Center.
I have no
Cup's
idea.
Full. Cup is full over here. I'm going to say that you... I think if you got anything, it would be the plushies, specifically. Bro, you didn't react too much to the Tandem Mouse, but I think that's the best plushie that they got up there. But I also feel like you're pumping the brakes on just picking up. Like, it's got to be a special item here. I am also going to say that you got nothing, but I'm going to say that you really thought about the plushes.
At least all right. Specifically you would be correct. I got nothing. I did, however, consider the Tandem Mouse plush.
I knew it.
That's because I have been waiting for a Tandem Mouse plush. I was like, as soon as that Tandem Mouse or Mousehold plush drops, I am buying it.
Swoop.
However, what I did not expect is for a Comfy Friends plush to release before a regular version.
Yeah, I agree. And I think this is like a cool texture, but it is a texture thing. Like, I would like a regular one.
I definitely wanted kind of like a normal version that they would normally release. So I'm kind of holding out for that.
Yeah.
So as soon as they drop a mouse hold or a Tandem Mouse of just like regular plush they have in Japan, then I am going to get it. I think with the material that this is,
material.
Is it's too close to a lot of our dog Evie's dog toy materials. And I feel like she might think that like, oh, that one's mine.
And it's a mouse. It's a rodent. She would for sure eat it.
That one's mine. So also the other thing is it's washable. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Is it for, like, children? Is this, like, a usually washable?
I think so, yeah. It's for snuggles and stuff like that. So,
comfy.
It says easily washable.
Hmm.
Oh, and you can use it as a play mat.
The soft and soothing playmate.
Oh, playmate. Oh, okay.
Easy confusion. I was also thinking the same. You just squish it down flat.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a great product right there. I was like, wait, I might reconsider that. I can use it as a plush and a playmat.
The two-in-one. You just, like, vacuum seal it when you want to use it as a playmat?
No, it's just got, like, a zipper on the back of it, and it just kind of flattens out. Somebody's like, oh, I want to battle you, but you unfortunately don't have your playmat with you, and you're like, watch this.
Surprise, shorty. The Transformer.
Yeah. So, I did consider that one. And that's it. That's the only thing that I considered. Uh-oh, I think I've been going too fast on Pokemon Center. They might give me a block.
Wee-woo. Yeah, that was that item in particular was one I figured you'd be interested in.
Yeah. You know, if that Lugia cardigan was on the Pokemon Center,
might have swooped.
I definitely probably would have swooped in and bought that. I love a good cardigan.
Yeah, it's a cool style shirt. I don't think it's really my style, but I really could see you wearing that because I've seen you wear those, you know, those cardigans.
I got some cardigans.
Your little class presentations and stuff. You know.
Mr. Rogers cardigans situation.
We know about it.
Now, I will say, I saw this button up here, the gift cards. So they were promoting gift cards, I think, like last week of December, first week of January. And I was like, oh, if those are like actual physical gift cards they send you, I might buy one of each. Because that'd be kind of cool to have.
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of different designs right here when you click through them. And then, you know, reading into it, it is a
digital-only delivery
option. One of them's an Arcanine, too.
Email or print. Boo. I didn't even think about that. This would be cool, bro. That's so us to be like, well, I'm going to get a $25 gift card in every single design. And then just keep the card. Yeah, honestly, you know we would spend it, so it wouldn't even be an issue. It would literally just be like, oh, we get a free bunch of these little plastic cards, and then we end up spending the money anyway.
I love little things like that.
Yeah, and there's so many.
Yeah, there's a ton on here.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess they just need to make, you know, graphics. They don't, if they're not making physical cards of each of these, it's not a huge lift. I see the Arcanine one. These are so cute. I love.
Yeah, if they had physical cards of that, that would be very, very nice. But they do not. I like little things like that. Little marketing materials.
Mm-hmm.
I save all the like marketing material stuff.
You're a big marketing materials guy.
I am. Yeah. If Pokemon ever sends something over, I always keep everything. Every little thing.
It's funny because, like, well, yeah. I think they also know that we're like that. So a lot of the boxes, like the celebratory boxes, are so cool that you would not throw it away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Like our back, you can see it in my background right now. I literally have three of them that I can see that are those big boxes that Pokemon set that just are printed on the outside with, like, cool designs.
I remember even, so, like, last year, they, we were at separate ones, but the Pokemon Sleep event that they invited us to,
mm-hmm.
the little gift package that they left in our hotel room
mm-hmm.
had, like, some, like, ribbon that wrapped it, and it said Pokemon Sleep on the ribbon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I kept the ribbon.
I don't know why ours had that. I don't think ours had the Pokemon Sleep ribbon.
Yeah, you kept
the ribbon?
I kept the ribbon. It just said Pokemon Sleep on the ribbon. That's I kept so it. Cute. I was like, of course I'm going to keep this. Kidding me?
Dude, yeah, no, why would you throw it out? If you're like us, why would you throw it out?
No, you wouldn't.
It's special.
You got to love that stuff.
It's special.
You got to love that stuff. You know what? I even early on, like back in like 2019, I kept like the packing slips.
Bro,
that would like list the items that were inside the box, and I would keep
from
all the packing
what, like Pokemon
slips.
Center or something.
Or no, what? Like if Pokemon would like send like cards over,
oh.
Right? So if it was like Detective Pikachu, like it'd be like, oh, there's one this box in the here, there's one this, like it was literally like an itemized invoice type of thing, right?
Of what's in there, yeah.
Yeah, of what's you in there, and I would keep that too.
Yeah, it's like a mementos.
It is. 100%. Like, I appreciate all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
This is borderline hoarding, but in, like, a fun way. Because it's like, you just have your collection of random miscellaneous. It's things that people would generally discard, but, like, we're both in the same boat. I have so many, like, little boxes and storage things with just extra stuff like that.
Trinkets and papers
little
and stuff like that.
Yeah. All the extra sheets, like any of those little like one sheeters of like the media, the PR stuff for what's in the mm-hmm. box or like, yeah.
And all little postcards I even and keep stuff. Like, you good over there?
Yeah, it's my trash can. It's by my feet. Did it make a loud
I'll
noise?
I'll even keep like, if there's something that kind of like relates to the channel and I'm like, oh, that's a fun memory. I want to save that. And, like, it's something that, you know, somebody else sent me or whatever. I'll usually keep that as well. So, for instance, you just sent that package out, mm-hmm. right? And that package was in my last Friday video that had all the cards in it. You wrote that little note on there, on that little Post-it note. And so I kept the Post-it
Are
note.
Are you serious?
I was like, yeah, because I was like, that's a fun little memory,
yeah.
right? And that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Like, so I kept that, and I have, like, a little tote. That kind of stuff goes in.
Oh, that's fun. You'll be hearing from... It was one of those, like, if you pull this card, you'll be hearing from my lawyer. Is that
yeah,
the one?
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. You know what? Another... Before we move on here, I'll say another neat one that I have. I think it's neat, but when we did the four-way collaboration at Worlds 2019...
Yeah.
Right? So it was me, you, Ando, Unlisted Leaf, and then Lee Inhart. And we filmed like a little segment for the intro mm-hmm. of my video that
yeah.
was like supposed to be like a sitcom intro.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like introducing everybody. And there was a piece of paper that we wrote on that said like get on trending page or something like that. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it said like get on trending, and then it was like underlined.
Yeah.
And so I saved that piece of paper.
That's funny.
So I still have that from that video as well. Held on to it all these years. That's, I love really little stuff special. Like that. I cherish things. So
get on trending. So I remember when we were concepting those video intros, we were all like, I love stuff like that, because we were all like coming up with ideas and like collaborating on what we should do for each person's intro. Like
that was a very last minute thing. That was not something like before we flew out there, we're like all talking, going, hey, let's do this while we're here.
Literally on the spot.
It was like, hey, do you want to go? We should all film a collab while we're here type of thing. And then we just went back and did it in the hotel room. That was the first time I ever even talked to Ando.
Yeah, that was the first like big event that he came out to the States for that we were at. Because I think he came to a GoFest 1 year. And then that was the only thing. I think he went to like the first Pokemon GoFest. And then we hadn't seen him in the States in a while. And then like the stars finally aligned. And now he comes out here for a bunch of random conventions and stuff.
Yeah, he really does.
Yeah, it's great.
He really does. All right. Well, that is it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, it is not the end of the podcast. No. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. And remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news! Sorry. That one slipped out.
I figured if I played that, you would stop. I figured it would just like interrupt you just trying to go on.
It was a distraction.
You can't not acknowledge a fart noise.
It was a distraction, and I did have to acknowledge. And I like the choice. You didn't go with the wet. You went with the echoey.
It's longer.
It's like, yeah. You can hear it trail off in all directions. Yeah.
It's a nice crop dusting.
For miles. They're going to be hearing that echo for miles.
Yeah, because this one's short. That's just straight to the point. That's it. It's like it's a period at the end of the sentence.
We've all been there.
Right. And then the other one is like a dot, 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 right?
Yeah, it's like there's something beyond the horizon.
Like, I pulled this card from a collection box. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, exactly. This is so unhinged, dude. Unreal.
That's what I like about the podcast, though.
Yeah. It's good. It's good soup. So we got a couple of things. We already talked about the Iona Tournament Collection. We
did.
In my notes, we have Pokemon Go-related news and we have Pokemon TCG-related news. You want to do the Go news first?
Yeah, let's go to the Go news.
Yeah, let's Pokemon Go to the news.
Let's go to the news here. Yeah, Niantic. I feel like Niantic is announcing lots of things. I feel like every single week, it's Niantic has announced this and Niantic has announced that. They're staying on top of these events.
Yeah, there's
nonstop events for Pokemon Go.
It's funny because I don't really play Pokemon Go right now, but every single week, there's something that we are announcing at least, but also that's like literally happening.
Yeah.
Like literally. They're keeping the Pokemon Go community occupied.
Well, if you're interested, they have the Masterwork Research, which is going to tie into the Pokemon Go Tour Sinnoh Global next month, from February 19th. And that's going to be a $4.99. purchase right there for that research situation.
Okay.
But what's going to happen here is this Masterwork Research will basically eventually get you, eventually, it could be years down the road, who knows how hard all the tasks are, a shiny Shaymin.
Ain't no shame in that.
Ain't no shame in that at all. Shiny Shaymin. Could take you years to complete it, though.
Shiny Shaymin. Yo, what, how many tasks are we talking, like, is years? Nate?
It could take you years, yeah. Like, if you're a casual player, it might take you a while.
Yeah, if you're not, like, hunkering down, really getting to it.
That is going to be coming up very, very soon. And then also, there's another event called the Taken Treasures event, and that is running from January 27th to February 1st. And that adds in Shadow Kyogre and... I gotta say, probably one of my least favorite Pokemon from Scarlet and Violet.
Yeah, I think the inanimate objects are like, you know, they're pushing it. They were pushing it with Klefki. This one, it's where we draw the line.
Yeah, this one's a little, I don't know, I'm not on board with that one too much.
I think the Reverie Room turning into the big gigantic thing that Team Star has, like their base thing, I think that's interesting. But the Pokemon concept itself is like kind of funny. It's like, what if we did an engine?
The inanimate objects. I'm being delivered a treat here.
Sweet, sweet.
Look at this. This is a, what is it again? Cheesecake crescent roll.
Yum, look at that. That sounds heavenly. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm going to start drooling. Right, what's on the top?
We got a little bit of cinnamon sugar. Yep. Cinnamon sugar on top. We got the Pillsbury crescent rolls as well that have been rolled out flat.
Hey, Marie.
And then we have the cheesecake type of cream filling.
Oh my gosh. Ask Marie if she got extra.
Cream cheese and... vanilla and powdered sugar.
I would are you gonna do a live taste test?
I'm gonna do a live taste right now.
Okay.
I
haven't
tried it yet.
So right now. All right. Whoa. I might need a nap.
Dude, it looks like a slice of pizza.
This is definitely ooey gooey.
Dang, shoddy. Look at that. Oh my gosh. The pull. Look so Nate's just ripped off a piece of the ooey gooey.
Well. It's good.
I want some.
Oh, yeah. That goes hard.
Marie, that goes hard, dog.
Crescent. Some honey on it?
Yeah, that's what the recipe said.
It's already sweet.
Honey on it?
It's already got the sweet.
I know, that's what
you
I'm
need
saying.
Extra sweet?
If you want to go dab a little bit of honey on that, and by dab, I do mean...
Yeah, hit him with it.
Hit him with it. No, that's good. That's
wow.
Good.
Exquisite.
That's good. What were we talking about?
Varum.
Oh, how we didn't like Varum.
Yeah. Yeah, before the Crescent incident.
Not necessarily a big fan of Varum.
No.
When it comes to inanimate objects, I like the ones that are just more like you wouldn't expect.
Like the keys.
Like a Trubbish.
Like the trash. The trash man.
Like, would you expect that? No.
A surprise.
Car engine. Yeah.
It's just the engine. They did the whole car. Would that be different?
Do we know it's a car engine? Could be, could start off as a lawnmower engine.
Yeah.
And then it evolves into a car engine.
Canonically, it's a car engine, but it could, in theory, go in whatever, you know.
Right. Yeah. A moped.
Yeah. Why not? Well, anyway, so Pokemon Go. This one has Shadow Pokemon. This specific event has Shadow Pokemon, including Shadow Kyogre.
This is going to be, let's see here. Varum will be available in 12K eggs.
Wow.
So you got to be hatching those high ones there.
Wow.
And then Shadow Kyogre, you can get through battling Giovanni in the new research story. And then you're going to have Ho-Oh available in Shadow Raids with a shiny variant available as well. All that
shiny
stuff.
Shiny Shadow Ho-Oh.
We also got Shadow Corpish, Snorunt, Chimchar, Piplup, Krogunk, Dweeble, and Ferroseed will be added.
Yo, they're scary with the red eyes.
Oh my goodness.
Spooky.
Oh my god. Alolan Rattata, Alolan Meowth, Alolan Grimer, Galarian Zigzagoon will be in 1-star raids. Then you got a bunch of other Pokemon in 3-star raids. I don't need to go through all of them.
Yeah, there's
a
lot.
You get the point. The main thing is that Varum will now be available in Pokemon Go, which presumably means that Revavroom should be available too, I would assume. Right?
Yeah. That's my motor impression when it's like idle.
No, that's good. That's good.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me know if you want.
You should go on America's Got Talent.
Skirt.
How about this TCG news?
Oh, yeah. There's new cards. So the new set, well, they announced some for Temporal Forces and then some for the Japanese.
Tempura?
Tempura Forces. Yeah, they
Tempura Forces?
Deep fry it with some breading on it. Yeah, I'm going to try this with the honey on it
really fast.
This is a bunch of bologna, man. I'm getting hungry. And you're eating hors d'oeuvres. Look at that. It looks so good with the honey.
You know what? It is pretty good with the honey.
Oh, my
say.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, Tempura Forces. Do we want to talk about the English? Well, I mean, they just dropped some new scans. We were discussing this prior to the podcast. There's not, like, a website that literally just shows them all in one go that have been revealed so far. So it's kind of a little here, a little there. But anyway, they have them on Poke Beach. Did you see? Is this a Mudsdale? What is that? Yeah, the Mudsdale Art Rare? Kicking the Hay?
Mudsdale Art Rare. Make sure the honey doesn't drip.
Oh. Yeah, wet white.
It did drip a little bit. That's all right. I got it. All right. I got it.
Yo, you got it? I'm almost done eating. You need a little wet wipe?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, I got it.
Mudsdale Art Rare looks sick. There's a the Paradox Entei. They got a full art.
I think we talked about that last week, didn't we?
I don't know if we talked about the full art. Oh, I think we talked about the special illustration rare.
Might have, yeah.
Yeah, there's a oh my gosh, wait, what is this? The Wild Force and Cyber Judge. Genuinely, I'm not even sure which. Is this a trainer? Salvatore?
There's a lot going on here. These two sets released the same day as Paldean Fates in Japan.
Yeah. And then it's coming out like 2 months later for us.
Yeah. So most of these cards should be part of Temporal Forces. But I think the big ones that really we should probably be focusing on talking about here, because I think most of the other stuff we did talk about last week, is the like the Deerling, the Sawsbuck,
oh yeah,
the Snow, the Drampa, Mincino, Cincino, like all of those, so good,
dude. The Mincino one is so freaking cute.
Well, I mean, look, the Sawsbuck and the Deerling,
yeah,
go together. Like you can put them side by side, and those together might be one of the best illustration rares, in my opinion.
I agree. I think as a pair, especially because of the colors on them and the fact that they're actually next to each other in the binder, that's fantastic.
They pop so much.
And they're just beautiful cards. I know. I saw those on Instagram, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like in the forest, right? Like the forest that they're kind of hopping through is like different parts of the forest are different colors, dude, like representing different seasons.
It's so sick. And then like the Pokemon's color lines up with like the part of the forest that it's in. Like the Sawsbuck's antlers are red, like the red behind it in the trees. I don't know. They did a really good job on these.
Yeah, they really did.
The art is fantastic. They got this one. I think it's just a Morty card, but it's got Gengar in it very prominently.
This is a trainer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's Morty Special Illustration Rare, and he's at a cafe. Gengar is just literally chilling. It almost looks like he's, like, halfway in the ground. I don't know what's happening here. It's either sitting next to the cafe table, they're, like, outdoor. Maybe they just went to the farmer's market. You know, they got a little basket of bread and stuff, a little bag of bread sitting across from him. It's so cute.
Yeah, I think that Gengar is halfway out.
Yeah, it's literally halfway through the ground. It's really interesting.
And it's talking to a Pidgey. There's a Pidgey in the very bottom corner.
See, hey, how's it going?
I was pretending
to be the Gengar.
You're pretending to be a Gengar. Hey, okay, you be the Pidgey.
I'll be the Gengar. Hey, it's me, Gengar. I'm halfway in the ground. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm a Pidgey, and I'm sitting here with you, and...
hey, that's
and
cool.
Bagak.
Mind your business. Pidgey, and then hit you with like a shadow
ball. Mine sounds
more
friendly though.
Yeah. Pidgey's just a cute little guy. You know what? I genuinely kind of feel bad for pigeons. They get just a bad rap. Overall, collective, you know? I don't know if they're like almost, I would say, the rats of the bird world. And they don't deserve that.
They are not good rappers. You are correct on that.
That's not what I said.
You said bad raps. Right? You're bad at, you get a bad rap? I'm
talking about like the crunch raps. Bad raps. No. They don't do well.
What else do we got here?
Bianca? Yeah. There's more cards. Is this Bianca taking a snooze?
Yeah.
That's cool. So the trainers that are in here, they're very, very like, I don't know, they drawn. These are intricate drawings for a lot of these.
Yeah.
So yeah,
they really are. I feel like both of those have to be special illustration rares, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. This Drampa art rare, phenomenal. Giving
loving it.
Is giving like Dragon Tales mixed with like a Japanese cartoon.
I can see that.
Yeah. Like literally there's two kids on the back of a Drampa like flying over a neighborhood. It's so good.
It's very like you ever seen the movie Neverending Story?
No.
Wait, are you serious? You've never seen Neverending Story with Falcor?
Never.
The Falcor looks like Drampa. Or Drampa looks like Falcor, I should say.
The Neverending Story. Images.
You gotta... do you see Falcor?
Yeah, I see him. Look at this guy. He's like a dog. He's like a big
looks
old
like Drampa,
dog.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. It's giving Drampa. Aww. I'm not gonna lie, this would have probably creeped me out as a kid. I said it probably would have creeped me out as a kid if I saw this.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, it's a little... It's a lot.
100%.
Yeah, it's 100%. Like the animatronics at Chuck E. Cheese.
You know, I don't know off the top of my head, but I feel like this Drampa artwork is the same artist that did, like, the Pidgeot and the Pidgeotto line from Obsidian Flames.
I could see that. I think the line art is, like, more pronounced on, like, the bottom part of the card. But, yeah, I could see, like, with that 2D style. Look it up. Is it done by artist Mekayu? I think that's how you say it.
That's what I'm looking at it right now to see. Pulling it up. It is not.
Yeah, I think it's a similar style. But, like, you can tell the lines are smaller. Like, they're more refined on the Drampa one. I don't have that card pulled up, but just from what I remember, the other one. But
there is a little Butterfree.
I know,
at the very bottom,
so
right
cute.
There, just a tiny little Butterfree.
This is so precious. I love.
You know what? It's giving me like children's book vibes.
Yeah, we like the 2D part of it too. It's very like whimsical and adventurous. Mad cute. Right. So we already got the Minccino and Cinccino like. Going, they're together-ish. They're not like the same scene, I guess, but they're probably like same house, different age type of thing.
Yeah,
like we've seen with
it looks
some
like
of the
maybe
ones.
They're in some sort of arts and crafts room possibly.
Yeah, and it's funny because like the Minccino one is like, that's the younger one, right? The little baby. Hot Mess Express, there's stuff all over the place. There's like a spilled cup of coffee, the paintbrushes are all over, the books are falling, there's like yarn on the floor, like stuff's everywhere. And then as soon as it's a Cinccino, the evolved form, everything is pristine and spotless and everything's hung up and everything is like in order. There's flowers on the table. It's like, I don't know, it's really like telling a story about, you know, your young rambunctious age, and then when you finally, you know, get it together, when you evolve.
When are you evolving? Because I look at your background. But...
Bro, chill out. This is clean. This is organized. I've evolved.
All I'm saying is I dropped in one time unannounced.
Hey, you caught me in a bad time. I was in the middle of building two shelving units. My display case. You saw it, actually. I just put it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you came in here now, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's clean. You caught me at a weak moment. There's literally... It was... Stuff everywhere, dude. That was, like, I think for the state of the apartment, one of the worst moments you could have come, but I'm glad you got to see me like that.
And your natural habitat.
It's not even, that's not even my natural habitat.
And to be fair, like, just so anybody knows, like, I don't randomly just drop in on people unannounced. That's, like, not normally a thing I do, but everything was played up just so perfectly that I had to do it that time.
Bro, that was so funny.
I had to do it. Unreal. Did you see on this card that Mr. Mime kind of like creeping in?
Oh my gosh. In the
creeping by the window. You see that?
That is an interesting little note. Why? But it
you didn't
looks...
even notice that, did you?
No, I didn't. I mean, I think I did, but I didn't notice it in a way where it's like, oh yeah, Mr. Mime's outside the window looking in.
Yeah.
And it... The like, scene is so bright that it's not like a weird, it's like, oh, he's just like outside, like, oh, look at what's going
it's,
on.
I think it's a nosy neighbor.
Yeah.
It's a like, neighbor that's coming over. It's like, what you up to?
Yeah, it's like that guy, the guy in Home Improvement who just shows like the half of his face.
Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, Mr. Wilson.
That's Mr. Wilson, but it's Mr. Mime.
And he's Mr. Mime. Very good.
It is nice artwork. No.
Yeah, very good.
And this gnome. I have a question about this gnome. Is that a figure of a gnome on this illustration? Because it looks like one of those just like Jazzwares figures, like with a really just nice lens taking a picture of it. And
I'm going to say that it's 3D rendered. I'm going to go on the record. And say
you're going to record?
I would be willing to bet that that's a 3D rendered snom, just because you can tell that the icicles are 3D rendered. If the icicles looked real, I would be like, is that a snom?
Okay. Here's another thing. Okay. Look at the branch that it's sitting on.
Yeah. Doesn't it look like there's thing?
Doesn't it look like there's string?
Yeah, it's like, but that's right. Like pretty like, I feel like that's an intentional part of it that they have like that. It looks like fishing line or something.
Yeah, it looks like fishing line wrapped around it, like holding up the figure.
Well, let's look up N-Design Inc. and see if they do anything. I'd be willing to bet that it's 3D rendered.
N-Design Inc. They are a company.
Yeah, they just do a bunch of graphics ones. They do... Yeah, it's just like regular... It looks like 5-band type stuff. I'd be willing to bet that it's a 3D rendition of a snom that looks like a figure, kind of. There's something off. It's not... It's like too polished. It's like a fancy Pixar kind of, like, look.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm looking at their LinkedIn page. CG production, general operations related to CG filmmaking.
This is crazy. Who'd have thunk on this journey we'd be looking on the LinkedIn page for one of the illustrators that does one of the new Pokemon cards.
Specializes in VFX movies and TV dramas, full 3D images, and pre-render in the video.
Whoa. I think the most noteworthy illustration from this company is the alternate art Mewtwo V from Pokemon Go.
Okay.
That was done by N-Design Inc.
Yeah, anyway. This one just, that. I mean, it just looks so much like just like an action figure.
Yeah.
Right there.
It really does with the little glossy gloss and a little shine on it. Little mountains in the back.
That's interesting. Interesting.
Beautiful set. Beautiful scenery.
See that type of design.
You getting bamboozled?
And then there is, I think that's it as far as what got revealed. Oh, no, there's an illustration rare Mudsdale.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about when we started this segment. I couldn't figure out what Pokemon it was at first because it's kicking the old hay bale.
Yeah.
Doink.
And there's the little Mudbray beside it is kicking a smaller hay bale, and it's not making it into the cart.
Oh, the little baby. He's trying his best. No, I just saw the big one.
Yeah, the little Mudbray.
Hey, Dad, look at me.
Right beside it.
They should have got, you know what they should have done is put a little cart next to it. Put a little miniature cart. You ever see those videos where like some kid will like drive a little RC construction car up to a like construction site, and like the construction dude will like put a little bit of dirt in it from like the actual construction gear with like the scooper and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So cute. That's
exactly what you're talking about.
Oh my god, it's like that. Look at the little baby. Sorry. I love cute stuff.
And then also a full art Gouging Fire EX.
That's what it is. Gouging Fire?
Gouging Fire.
Entei Paradox. Gouging.
Gouging. Is that a rough word for you? Gouging?
Gouging. I have to admit, it's a word that I do not...
You have to admit?
I have to admit. My apartment. Yeah, somebody over the weekend during my live stream, I mentioned something in my apartment, and they're like, say apartment. And I was like, no. I hate it here.
Is that what the podcast has become of just like, all right, what can we troll Danny this week for on the live stream?
Dude,
we'll listen to the podcast. And then for the rest of the week, we can troll on Danny for that.
And I wasn't even seeing it funny. What makes it funny is that I wasn't saying it funny. And now people think I say apartment funny.
Apartment.
Apartment.
But you are saying it like that.
Well,
right now.
This is unreal.
We can sound clip it easily.
Apartment. No.
And then there's an illustration rare Meltan.
Yeah. Cutie Patootie. This
and then there is a trainer that the trainer looks like the entire thing is like half done in like clay.
Bro, are you talking about the Salvatore? Clay. Oh, I see what you're saying. It's just the stuff on the walls because it's a side view of like their house. I dig this. They've got like a cool. Did you see the poster on the wall in the back? It's like the old school Game Boy sprites.
It is, yeah.
Really, really cool. I do not remember this trainer much at all. Special illustration print of this Salvatore. I don't remember that character. I don't know what their deal is, but...
Either way, what is this art style?
The card looks sick.
It's so good.
It's the style of that is like you'd see paintings in a museum in that style.
Oh, yeah, it's 100%.
Cool. Yeah, it's cool.
There's just a bunch. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I think they might be hoarders.
I mean, I think they just got little knickknacks. They got a lot of. If they did a side view of your house, it would be more packed than that.
No. Yeah. Look at that. Look at the table right there. The table alone.
It's got some little knickknacks. It's got some little stuff.
He just got up and left the coffee.
He did leave. It's pretty full, too, it looks like. Is that a Palmo on there? Palmot? What's on the side of the coffee mug?
It does look like it, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. That's a cool card. I would love to see this one, like, as the actual, like, scan or actual, like, official art because it's a little, it's like a photo, So it's like somebody took a photo of the card, but it's not like.
It was still officially revealed by Pokemon, but in a way of, like, it was a video and they were kind of showing it off in a video, so.
Yeah.
Either way, if you want to see some of these images, you can head over to PokeBeach.com. You know, we love them. Fantastic website. They also have a podcast. Go show them some love as well. But the Temporal Forces cards, which is going to be our next English set that releases on March 22nd. Some of those have been revealed, but we've already seen them before because they're going to be part of the set we literally just talked about that's releasing in Japan. So... nothing really to talk about there, except it's coming. It'll be here soon enough. March 22nd is when that set releases, which means pre-releases would start on March 9th.
Oh, yeah. March 9th. That's not that far away.
That far away at all. Yeah, because we got Paldean Fates that officially releases this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready. Get ready. Danny, I know... you're doing a Paldean Fates opening.
Yes.
On your channel on this Thursday, right? I'm also doing one as well. We both got sent stuff from the Pokemon Company International, so a big thank you to them for sending some stuff over so
we can
kind of give you all an early look at some of these Pokemon cards, like an official early look.
Yeah.
So,
official.
I see you got two ETBs there.
Mm-hmm.
And you got one of the tins.
Can you see
like
it
the big like regular tins, and then you got one of the mini tins.
Yes, right. That is correct.
I mean, I got the same thing. Obviously, my mini tin is different than yours,
though. Oh, yeah. I got the small of it. It's so cute, dude. They all look so mad.
You got a good one there.
The little baby. And then I got the Great Tusk EX tin. So, yeah, then there's
I got that one, too.
Oh, really? Yeah. And then after that, I think into February is, like, the other half of the drop, which is interesting. Like, I pre-ordered some booster bundles, and then I realized that those were not coming out immediately, and so then I had to pre-order some ETBs because I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, you would think that booster bundles would be, like, in the first wave of things.
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, I guess they probably want people to buy the ETBs first, I would assume.
Yeah, you just think it would come out at this. I would think it would come out at the same time.
No, I see what you're saying there. I see what you're saying. I was trying to grab the dates for those other Paldean ones really fast in case anybody
needed to know. February 6th or something.
February 23rd for the booster bundle.
What?
February 23rd for the booster bundle. February 9th for those tens. So we'll actually be opening up the like the big ten early. So February 9th for that. Yeah, that's early. So what's that? Charizard, Great Tusk, and Iron Threads?
Yeah, Iron Treads.
Those come out the 9th as well as the Mini Tens. The Mini Tens also come out the 9th.
Interesting. And the Booster Bundles come out later.
And the ETB comes out this Friday along with those three packs that have the stickers in them.
Cool.
So that's the other. I was like, I know there's another item, and I can't remember it. So that's what it is. Those little three packs.
Interesting. Just two items dropping on release. That's it.
Two items dropping on release, and then we have three more items dropping on the 9th. Another one is the collection box. I didn't mention that one.
Oh.
That's a $49.99 collection box with like Quaklevol EX is the main one, and then Masquerada, all that stuff. Those three, both of the tens are on the 9th, and then the booster bundle is the last thing.
Wow.
To be released.
What the heck, man? What the heck?
My mini tin that I got, if I remember correctly, I believe was the Palafin.
Nice.
So.
Palafin's cool. Smoliv's cooler.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Tough. I don't know about that.
Studies have shown.
The coolest out of all of them.
Yeah.
Studies have shown
people like Smoliv better.
Okay.
According to research and data.
Right. What's a big card that you're going to be searching for? Like, what do you got to pull to add to that collection?
I got a couple of big boys. For sure, the Mew EX Special Illustration Rare.
Oh, so good.
Top pick. Yes. Little Bubble Boy. It's so cute, dude. The art's amazing.
It is good.
So, that one.
It is really good.
And then Clive Special Illustration as well.
That Clive.
The art goes hard. I imagine,
Animal Crossing Clive.
Dude, yeah, it's so good. I imagine that one is not going to be like a super crazy one to get just because I think Clive is like random, but the art is really sick. I think people are going to be looking for that Charizard and that Gardevoir more than the Clive. So
I think Iona will be up there too.
Oh, yeah, of course. I think Iona is probably going to be. I forgot about that one, actually.
Yeah, I think Iona will be up there as well. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the second most sought after one.
Behind Charizard?
Honestly, behind Charizard, yeah.
I think I like the other Iona special more art-style-wise.
I agree with you on that.
Still a cool, absolutely. Like, that trainer is just sick, but yeah.
So the Fates series continues with Paldean Fates this Friday.
It's Fate.
So go out, get you some, add to your collection. Those baby shinies are hard to collect. If you're able to get an entire set, hats off to you. It's hard. It is hard. I've done it with Hidden Fates. I did it with Shining Fates. But it took forever.
Bruh.
It literally took forever. So hat is off to you if you're able to complete those. But that...
Oh, the babies.
That, my friends, is it.
Is it?
For the podcast this week.
Wow.
That's it.
I can't believe it. We did the whole podcast?
We're done.
Oh, my
gosh.
We're done.
That's it for this week. So, you know, if you are listening on, let's say, I don't know, Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. leave that rating and a review. Help us up to the top.
Skilly bop bop bop.
All the way to the top of the rating charts. And we'll see you all next week. Right here on.
You guys hear that? No? Anyway, revving those engines?
The Shadowless Podcast.
But hey, what's the big idea?
That was a fake outro. The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line. Cause Stone Cold said so.
Oh my God.
I love how it keeps getting longer.